Jose, we are continuing today in Pirkei Avos. We find ourselves in Perek Beis Mishnah Yudgimel, chapter 2, the 13th Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon says, "Havazar b'kriya Shema u'betila. Be careful with reading Shema and with Shemona Esrei. U'kesha'ata mispadal al tas tefilascha keva el rachmin v'tachnun l'pnei hamakom baruchu." And when you daven, don't make your tefillah keva. Keva means a fixed routine. Rather, make your tefillah something of compassion and supplication before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shene emar, ki chanun v'rachum hu erach apayim v'rav chesed v'nicham ala ra'a. The pasuk says, if you are compassionate and merciful, slow to anger, abounding in kindness, and you are consoled for all evil. Va'alti rasha b'fnei atzmach, and do not be wicked in your own eyes. So the Rabbeinu Yon explains to us something very interesting. Rabbeinu Yon is girsa. His version of the Mishnah was a little bit different than the way we read it. The Rabbeinu Yona had it as, "Havezer b'kriyashma yosem b'tfila." Be more careful with Shema, more vigilant with Shema, than with Shemona Esrei. And the Rabbeinu Yona says this on a very practical level. He says, because there's more time, you have more time in the day to daven Shemona Esrei than you do to recite Shema. You can only recite Shema until the end of the third hour. Shemona Esrei can be recited ultimately again until the end of the fourth hour. So therefore, on a very simple and practical level, the Mishnah is teaching us just be more vigilant ultimately again with Shema because you have less time. Perhaps also on a deeper level, what the Rabbeinu Yonah is teaching us is that Shema represents Kabbalah's Olma Chushmai, the acceptance of the yoke of heaven, the acceptance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as my king, as my father, as my sovereign. Shemona Esrei is much more supplicative. I'm asking Hashem for things. The truth is, in order for my requests for stuff to ultimately be meaningful, they really require that they are predicated ultimately again on my acceptance of Hashem. Because asking Hashem for things only means something if you believe that ultimately He has the ability to grant that those requests. That's what Shema does. Shema reinforces the idea within us that the Ribono Shel Olam is truly able to do anything and everything. U'kesha'ata mispalo, al tas tfilascha keva, al tach mefnei hamakom. So here the Rabbeinu Yonah writes, and this is incredible. He says, when you daven, don't make your davening a fixed routine, but rather, again, make it a plea for mercy and compassion. Writes the Rabbeinu Yonah, Shiyomer hatfilo lefnei hamakom ka'ani ha'mischane v'shol dover shu tzarech. It's incredible. The Rabbeinu Yonah says, you know, sometimes there are different ways in which we ask for things. So sometimes a person asks for something, but the truth is, if I don't really need it, I don't really ask in a heartfelt way. Okay, I'll move my lips, I'll say the necessary words, but the truth is, the intensity of my plea is not really there because I don't really need it. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says, when you daven, don't just give lip service. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me this, but rather understand that without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have nothing. Without Hashem, I have nothing. And this is so incredibly important. You know, if you think about this in just a moment, like when we daven, so if there's a day that, chas v'shalom, my health is not intact, so then when I daven rifa'enu, I daven for health, I daven with a lot of kavana. But the truth is, I would venture to say that most of us, when I'm healthy and everything's going fine, we say rifa'enu, but there's not an intensity. Same thing. If I'm having problems with parnasa, so I will daven in a heartfelt way. Baruch Aleinu Hashem, give us parnasa. Make this be a successful year. But the truth is, if parnasa is going great, often I don't feel that same level of intensity. So the Rabbeinu Yonah explains that what Rabbi Shimon is trying to say is whenever you daven, understand that right now, even if everything is quote unquote fine and everything is going as it should be, that's only because the Kaddish Baruch Hu is actively willing it that way. And understand that nothing is ever settled, and nothing is ever guaranteed, and nothing is ever for sure. We know life changes on a dime. And as such, whenever you daven, with every single request, with every single supplicative plea, daven like you really need it. Because even if I have it in this moment, we know, we all know this, there's no guarantee that one will have it in the next moment. And the last part of the Mishnah reads, Va'alti rasha bifnei atzmach. Do not be a Rasha in your own eyes. So here the Rabbeinu Yonah writes, and this is very profound and beautiful as well. He says, "Shelo yehei Rasha b'fnei atzmo, she'eno yochal lachzer b'tshuva, shenimtza zeh misayin shlima min hatshuva." The Rabbeinu Yonah says, sometimes the greatest challenge that we encounter in life is that we look at ourselves as damaged goods. We look at ourselves simply as a composite and a compilation of all of the mistakes and missteps I made throughout life. And sometimes I just go through life feeling like a tremendous failure. The tragedy in that, says Rabbeinu Yonah, is if you feel like a failure, you're never going to do tshuva. Because tshuva requires a sense of confidence. Repentance requires a sense of confidence. Tshuva requires me to believe that I can turn things around. That no matter how terribly I have messed up in life, past performance need not be an indicator of future performance. The future can be different. The future can be better. The future can be beautiful. But if I believe that I'm damaged goods, if I believe that I'm broken, if I believe that there's no hope for someone like me, I'm just a Rasha, all I'm good at is sinning, then ultimately such an individual is never going to rise to the occasion and do tshuva. Therefore, the Rabbeinu writes, Al ti Rasha b'fnei atzmecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows us, and He knows our mistakes, but with all of those mistakes, He also knows I'm not a failure. I'm not a failure. I'm a great person who makes a lot of mistakes, but the truth is I believe in my ability to rebound. I believe in my ability to get back up. Don't allow yourself to ever think of yourself as a Rasha. Don't be a Rasha in your own eyes. Because the moment you tell yourself you are Rasha is the moment that any opportunity for tshuva simply evaporates. Not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is removing the opportunity from me, but because I've closed the door on myself. No matter how badly we fail in life, we must always operate with the belief that we have the ability to rebound, get back up, and do better in the future. All right, Shkoyach, everyone, we'll stop over here for today. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.